This is Exclusivia.
Read It For Me founder and CEO Steve Cunningham shares how their growth plan is using psychologically studied principles to empower businesses to help their people learn how to turn information into meaningful action and development.
One of the biggest challenges people have is turning what they're learning into action. And one of the biggest problems that companies and leaders have is the problem of, I can't get my people to learn. So previously, the problem we were working on for our customers was, I don't have time to read. And the problem that we're shifting into now is, I can't get my people to learn. And we started to realize that when in the corporate context, a lot of folks would deploy content libraries like ours to their people, and they'd have a really tough time getting people to adopt it over the long run. The response is, well, we're not actually having that much success with any of the content that we're deploying. It's really tough to get people to even just start the journey of consuming the information. And so we started to work on this problem, trying to help organizations get their people to learn. And it's an interesting problem because for the first time in history, the number one thing that people want out of their jobs and their roles in companies is growth and development. But what we find that this kind of funny conversation happens inside of companies all the time, where the people say, I want opportunities to grow and develop. The organization or the leader says, great, here's some resources to help you do that. And then the people say, well, actually, you know what? I'm really busy. I got a ton on my plate right now, and I just don't have time to do this. And then the organization concludes, well, you must not be motivated enough to get better then. And every single leader I've brought this idea up to has agreed that that's exactly the conversation that they've had. And so we set out to solve that problem, and we realized that what organizations were actually trying to get their people to do is not just to consume information, it's that they wanted people to change their long-term behaviors. That's the only way you're going to get results in the real world. You can't generate results from ideas floating around in people's heads. We started working on the problem and figured out that we needed to take a deep dive into how human beings create behavior change if we were going to help solve this problem. And we found something called self-determination theory, which is a psychological theory that says human beings have three psychological needs that are as real as physical needs like food, water, and air. The first one is relatedness. The second one is autonomy. And the third one is competence. Relatedness means the caring involvement of another person. So in the growth and development process, there needs to be another person there to care for you, or you need to feel like there's an individual who cares for you. The second need is autonomy, which means you need to feel in control of the process. And supporting that need looks an awful lot like giving people choices on what they're learning and developing, and also letting them self-regulate their long-term behavior. And then the third one is competence. And what that means is you want to feel like you are making progress in your journey. And the support in the learning and development arena for that looks an awful lot like having structure and then making sure that people are getting positive feedback along the way. So they need to feel like they're making progress. What we have found is there's three different ways that leaders and organizations try to do growth and development with their people that just don't work. And the first way is to have people not have any program at all, basically. So that looks like having no program or telling your people, well, this is important, but I think you should do it on your own time. In that scenario, there's no competence because you're not giving people structure and support. There's no real autonomy because you can't have autonomy around nothing. And then there's very low level of relatedness because there's nobody in the process that is caring for you as an individual. That doesn't work. The second way that organizations tend to try to solve this problem is through buying content libraries. For the longest time, we were a content library company. When we took a deep dive into this, we realized that folks were not using our content in the way that we'd hoped they would. When you think about it through those three needs again, there's very low level of competence because there's not a lot of structure and feedback in the process. There is a lot of autonomy because you're saying, here's this resource we're giving you and use it as you see fit. But there's also no relatedness, which means, again, there's nobody who seems to care for these people through the growth and development process. So what we have there is, again, very little or no growth when you look at a team environment. And then finally, when they realize that stuff's not working, they get very prescriptive about telling people what to do around their growth and development. So here's a book you should read, or here's a course you should take, or here's a conference you should attend. And there's a very low level of feeling of confidence in that scenario because somebody's telling you there's something wrong with you. Yeah, we're going to fix it. And here's exactly how we're going to do it. There's no autonomy because you're telling them exactly what to do. And then finally, there's no relatedness because you're not having a warm and fuzzy conversation with somebody. In all three of those scenarios, what organizations get is compliance. People will rise to the level of whatever you mandate as part of their employment agreement, and they'll give you very little else. And we see this across all sorts of organizations that we've spoken to. And so the goal then becomes, well, how do we solve for this? And this is also a problem with individuals as well, because that conversation where the people say, I want growth and development, the organization says, here's some resources. And then the person says, I'm too busy, I can't do this. And then the organization says, you must not be motivated enough to get better than people actually have that conversation with themselves quite a bit. And it seems like one person is planning the growth and development and there's another person who's deciding not to do it. And so we need to solve that problem, not only for companies, but also for individuals. And so there are three tools that we developed specifically. Each tool is designed to solve for one of the psychological needs that people have. So for the tool that we developed for relatedness is a personal goals tool. And what we have people do is go through 12 different areas of their life and they decide on what their personal goals are in each one of those areas. And after they've done that, what they'll do is they'll sit down with their manager or if in the individual context with a partner that's going to go on a growth journey with them. And they'll talk about what those goals are. And so two things happen in these conversations. One is that the person who's being asked has the feeling of finally somebody seems to care about me as an individual and knows that there's some things beyond my role here at the company that are motivating me in my role. And the person who is on the other side of the conversation, usually the manager or somebody in your life, is going to walk away with a newfound respect for you as a person, as somebody who's striving towards something and wants to get better in not only their business role, but in their life in general. And so what happens is it creates an almost instantaneous relatedness where you both care about one another more than you did before this conversation happens. The second tool is we developed a learning plan tool for individuals to then take their professional goals and set a monthly learning goal along the lines of one of the competencies that the company wants you to get better at. And what we found is that people, when you tell them that their goal is to find and apply one new strategy, it's a much different conversation than here's a bunch of content you should consume, because people will typically just approach it like they would in school, that they need to consume all this information, understand it, and remember it. And then when you have the conversation about it, seem smart about it. It's a much different conversation and approach to say, I don't even care which content you consume. What I care about is you find and apply one new strategy for whatever it is we're deciding you're going to get better at this month. And what we found is that not only will people consume the content in our system, what they'll do is they'll go external to the system and they'll start searching the internet for all of the resources that might be available on that topic. And they'll find new books and they'll find new podcasts and they'll find new blogs. And so they'll really immerse themselves in the process. So that's the tool for autonomy. So they're picking the competency that they're working on and they're deciding which content that they're consuming, which solves that autonomy need. Then they move on to the last one, which is the competence need. And we've developed a tool called an action journal. And the idea behind the action journal is that once you've found the strategy you're going to put into practice, you'll make an action journal entry where you say, here's the strategy I'm deploying. Here is the steps required to do it. Here's exactly what I did with it. And here are the results that I got. And do I want to do this again in the future? And it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You tell people they need to report on what they did. They'll actually do something. And then because they've chosen whether or not they're going to use it again in the future, now they've got a repository that they have created full of strategies that will help them continue to get better in the areas that they've decided and you've pushed them in the direction of getting better. That gives people a feeling of progress because they're making progress every single month. They're connecting it back to things that are truly important to them in their personal life and also in their professional development. All of those three psychological needs are met, so they like doing the process and they continue doing it. What we have found is that that is the strategy for helping people put knowledge into action and then continue to use it over time, which almost nobody on the planet has created a solution for up until now.